Hey guys, this is Dawn with the Nash Chat, and we are in for a treat today. We are live on location in Gigi, the famous Gigi of Gigi's Cupcakes, in her kitchen. Hi, Gigi.
How are you?
Good. Thanks for having us out today.
It's wonderful.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, your family, and your journey with Gigi's.
Wow. Well, I have been here 22 years. I came to sing and write music. And I was
the Nashville dream.
The Nashville dream that everyone comes for. I think 90% of everyone in Nashville were in the music industry in some form or fashion. And I did that, and then I had a cleaning business, and I cleaned houses since I was 15. Okay. Gigi's Cleaning Company.
Oh, and did not know this.
Yeah, I cleaned over 65,000 toilets with these hands, and I'm proud of that. And so cleaned during the day and then sang at night. And then when my music dream was done, and I knew it was going to be finished when I was 30 or 29, and Taylor Swift, I was cleaning her toilet at 15, and she sat on her bed and practiced her guitar and practiced Teardrops on My Guitar. I knew where she was going and where I was not, so it was time to fold up the singing business, and so I expanded my cleaning business, and then 2 years after that, I got into the cupcake business.
Wow,
with
what
$33
a story.
Left to my name and one store, and 10 years later, we have over 100 stores in 24 states.
Well, it sounds like you've always had that entrepreneurial spirit and just taken a business and really grown it.
Right, yes.
And I love how your dream kind of evolved over time and went from kind of one thing to another. And I think we're kindred spirits in that we just when a new dream pops up,
Follow it and
see what happens.
Right. A lot of people can't do that, and they're really stifled by fear. Fear just paralyzes probably 90% of the people. But to me, fear is like an opportunity. It's like, well, let's just try and go for it. You wouldn't be where you were had you not just said, hey, let me ask.
Right.
Let me see if someone will say yes. So it's all about someone saying yes.
Yeah, it's all about just, let's just see what happens. And sometimes something may not work out like we want it to, but another door may open and lead to something else.
So that's right.
I went to a conference several years ago and I talked about your God-sized dream. What was your God-sized dream? Some people wanted to write a book. Some people wanted to sing or, you know, all sorts of different things. And I didn't necessarily have one particular dream. I said I wanted to be an open-ended dreamer. Follow those dreams that come along the way. So I
think that's great.
But your dream has come into a huge fruition with over 100 stores. What would you say have been some of the keys to making your business grow the way that it has and to be sustainable and to be such a success all over the country?
I think branding is a huge key to it. And I was such a stickler on branding. And I had been in the music industry, so I knew that every person has their own kind of unique thing about them. So when I opened Gigi's, I wanted to make sure that every cupcake had their own personality, their own look. I wanted the packaging to be beautiful. And I wanted to also have a Southern charm. Whether we were in North Dakota or Mississippi or Nashville, I wanted, when people came in, I wanted them to feel like it was their grandma's kitchen.
Right.
And someplace where they could feel home and it takes them back. Because a lot of women, 10 years ago, really cooking wasn't that popular. Now it is, you know.
Right.
Not a lot of people cook anymore or bake anymore, but they still want that feeling of when they were at their grandma's house. So I think that, the nostalgia of that, the branding, and then my fabulous recipes.
Yes.
That are just, I mean, they're baked with love. And the reason why, I know that sounds trite, but those recipes were from my great-great-grandmother or my mom or my aunt. I mean, so it's a legacy of love coming together in a cupcake.
Well, you certainly walk into your store and feel happiness.
Right.
Because everything is bright colors, and then you look at the cupcakes and they're beautifully displayed, and you have all these different options that kind of are for everyone. There's a little something there for everyone.
Right.
Like my kiddos love the mint chocolate, and I love more than just the regular vanilla and classic. So there is truly something for everyone, and you have created such a space where you just walk in and you feel that that fuzzy feeling of warmth and at
Thank
home
you.
Around
Thank
the
you.
Cupcakes.
I appreciate that.
I think food, we're all tied to food, and there are those memories and right. those traditions. You think about holidays and birthdays and special days, or just some days when you're having a bad day, you just want a little cupcake.
Right. I had a lady text me yesterday, and she said, I had the worst day, so here's my cupcake. It's my little piece of happiness for the day. And I said, can you put that on my Instagram? It's so cute, and tag me. So she was like, oh, of course, but I just wanted to tell you just made my day, and you weren't even there. And I thought, you know, if just they could bring one little box of happiness can make someone happy. And that's the good thing about the boxes. They're like gifts. So.
Right.
If you bring someone a little package of goodness, they're going to be thankful, and it's going to take them back to when they were a kid.
Well, you and I collaborated earlier this year. We hosted a mother-daughter class
right.
For your famous swirl.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about the swirl and how that is so impactful in Gigi's cupcakes.
Well, consistency is the key. And when I opened, I really didn't know what I was doing, but I learned very quickly that I was going to have to become consistent if I was going to grow this brand. So whether we were, when we talk about Mississippi or you're in North Dakota or you're in California, when you go to into a Gigi's cupcake or into a Chick-fil-A, you want to know that that chicken's going to taste like it. So what was so important is the swirl. So when people walk in, oh, that's a Gigi swirl. And so it's all about branding. It's all about consistency. And the swirl is really hard, as you know. You were pretty
yes.
good at it, actually.
Well, I think my daughter actually did better
she
than I did.
She was pretty good. But the swirl takes a long time. And when I started opening stores, we would have swirl training in Nashville. And people would come in. It would take them a month to do it. And then they'd be crying. I'm like, there's no crying in cupcakes. It's just a swirl. Come on, get to it. They're like, I can't do it. But it was just funny. So it takes a long time. And a lot of people don't ever get it. But it takes a while. It takes a lot of practice because it's really hard to squeeze that bag. I mean, it's a heavy,
right.
big bag. So it takes a while. It takes a lot of manpower to do it. But
well, I thought about applying for a job, but after the swirl class, I didn't think I was up for it.
You know what? You would be great at the counter. Everyone would love you. You would just be the shining glow of happiness.
I can do that. I can
yes.
do the counter.
You would do really well
Or
there.
I could do some sprinkles and
yes,
things like
could.
That.
Yes,
maybe
you
not
could.
The swirl. Well, as a mother, what are some things that you're... you know, showing your daughter in this entrepreneurial journey that you've been on? What are some things you've learned?
That's a great question. I'm a single mom, so she goes with me everywhere. She's been on 73 plane flights now. And she's been anywhere frosting or signing contracts or, you know, when she was right there, and dinners and things. And what I like to just tell her is that this is our life. It's a little different than most people's, but we're in the public and... Mm-hmm. She's just grown up around adults. She's grown up around food.
Mm-hmm.
And I just tell her, even if I fail, even if we have hard days, even if something doesn't go right, you just keep getting back up and you mm-hmm. keep going forward. And it's not about the money, Kendall Sky. It's not about, you know, it's just about leaving a legacy of love.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I really, when I pass on, I want my daughter to say, man, my mom was brave. Man, my mom was so mm-hmm. brave and so strong, and she protected me and took care of me and fed me, and she left a legacy of love. So that's the most important thing.
Well, what a beautiful story, and I see you guys together, and she's just in your business with you, and what a beautiful way for her to grow up, and I'm sure she will want to carry on your legacy.
I hope so.
She like baking cupcakes, or is she kind of over it?
She loves creating. She loves creating everything. She's a slime master.
Okay.
So she sells slime in my store. She has sold 203 bottles of slime in my store.
Another little entrepreneur.
Paid for her hoverboard. Yeah, she last night she was a mom. Turn on the video. I've got to talk about Fairlife milk. Please turn it on, Mom, right now. And I was like, well, okay. So she wants to be a YouTuber. She wants to create. She wants to do a vision board. That's her new thing. Mommy, we're doing a vision board. We've just got to put it out there, Mommy. And I was like, how do you know these things? She goes, from you. And I'm okay. Well, she is picking some things up.
Well,
she's creative.
Kids definitely watch what we're doing and model
right.
kind of the things that we're doing. And you are very creative. You are very business savvy. So it looks like it's rubbed off already.
She is. She is a little spitfire. That's for sure.
Well, this past year you launched your book, The Secret Ingredient. What
right.
can our listeners and viewers expect from the book, or what are some things about that?
Well, the book is unique in a way that it is, the way it's written is about my life story. And then at the end of every chapter, there's a business and life lesson, and then a recipe from my life. A blueberry cobbler or chicken enchiladas or whatever's in here. It's not all sweets, it's savory as well, and it goes with my life story, which is really cool. Like the first cupcake that we, when I opened my doors, Hunk a Chunk of Banana Love's in there. But it talks about all of the things that I've failed at, you know, and just that getting kicked in the teeth and getting back up and all of the trials with the music industry and when I first opened Gigi's. And it's been a very hard road and a very bumpy, rough road, but a beautiful road too. So it's all about taking something, God taking something broken and making something beautiful. So that's what the book's about. Making a beautiful life in spite of myself.
And I think that's the thing. I think people want to look and just, you know, looking at you. Oh, she has 100 cupcake stores all across the country. She's an author, a speaker. Right. You know, you're always traveling to places. And so from the outside looking in, it looks like you just, you know, no hardships along the way.
Correct.
And I think every single person out there could say, oh, no, it has not always been this easy. And it's I'm sure every day of running such a wonderful business has a lot of hardships too.
It has a lot of hardships, and I don't think people realize that through all of, you know, just cleaning the houses and the business and, you know, 65,000 toilets, do people want to put that work in to figure out about how to clean, how to multitask, how to, and that really helped me in my cupcake business because I'd walk into a kitchen and I already knew the kitchen, you know, and I knew where, how to multitask. So I think that's really important, is multitasking and people knowing that life is not easy for anybody. And when you walk in someone's shoes, you really could walk in their shoes, you'd go, wow.
Right.
I'll take my life, please. Yeah. Thank you. I'll take my life.
We all have our own stories.
We do. We do.
And things that we're juggling and struggling with, too.
Right, right.
Well, like I mentioned, you also are a speaker. I think you're going on a cruise soon, right? You're going to be speaking on this.
And I am. I'm going to the Grand Rapids, Michigan this weekend to speak for Amway.
Okay.
A big Amway convention. And I speak all across the country. I love it. And I just tell my story. And what I talk about mainly is fighting fear. Mm-hmm. And especially women. Women have a really hard time with overcoming fear. And I look at fear as not an obstacle, but as a motivator. And if we can look at fear as the motivation to just go ahead and do it anyways. So that's what I speak about mainly, is fear, fighting fear.
I was just talking to a lady yesterday who she has a new opportunity that she was kind of thinking through. Is this the right thing for her? She's like, I'm just so scared. Right. And I said, I think sometimes the more scared we are of things, or when you have that feeling in your stomach of, oh, I just don't know, that's when you're supposed to do it. Right? You're supposed to tackle it and,
yeah, that's
and
great.
Just
you're
go
right.
for it, you know?
That's right. Because if it's so in your gut and you're like, you wouldn't be afraid of it if you didn't desire it.
Right.
Right? If there was something, oh, I want it so bad, but it's going to be so hard, or I'm going to have to sacrifice so much. But that's a really good way to look at it.
Well, what would you say to the person who's listening right now, who is battling a fear, they have a dream that they're wanting to go after? What's the one thing that you would say to them?
If you feel something so deeply in your gut and it doesn't go away and it just keeps nagging at you, that is your inner soul and the Holy Spirit saying, get up, get out of the boat, step out on faith and just do something with your life. Because if you don't do it, the worst thing that you could be, the worst fear for me is if I'm sitting on my porch and I'm 90 years old and I say, what if? What if I would have done that? Why didn't I do that? I now have the wisdom. I now have the courage because I'm 90, but I don't have the strength or the ability. And I want to say, what if? Instead of what if, why not?
Right.
Why not? Why not do it? So I just tell people, do it. You have one life. If you fail and you fall on your face, get back up.
Yep.
It doesn't matter. Who cares what people think?
I think we're our own worst enemy.
We
our
definitely
own worst
critic. Are.
We're just, you know, beating ourselves. No one else is, you know.
Really doing that. What we do all the time. And why do we do that? I don't know.
Well, hopefully we can band together and spur each other on.
Right, absolutely.
Well, what's coming next? I mean, you have over 100 stores. You're a successful author, business, everything. Do you have, what's another dream that's
what's
on your
God
mind?
What's a God dream? A God goal, you've said?
God-sized dream.
I would love to have a cooking show. Okay. I would really, and I would love to open some other business, which I'm starting to create right now. Mm-hmm. And I'd love to come back on once I do, once I birth it. And I'd love to have a cooking show. I'd love to go across the country and cook and meet new people and have new guests on my show. I think that would be the greatest thing.
Well, I think that would be awesome, and I'll be watching and cheering you on along the way, too.
Thank you.
When you're not, I know you're always very busy with everything, but what are some things you and your daughter like to do around Nashville when you have some free time?
We love going to the Opryland Hotel. That's our special.
So there.
We go and we stay two nights, and we go right before school starts as her little time away, and we have our dinner there and we shop, and then we go at Christmas time. I think that's one of our biggest traditions. Mm-hmm. We also go roller skating a lot and we go to the parks and we go downtown Franklin. Downtown Franklin is probably one of the most magical places in the world. Mm-hmm. It's getting so big now that right. everyone knows about it. I wish they wouldn't. But just going downtown Franklin and walking the square mm-hmm. and going to get ice cream and just, well, she loves to walk the wall downtown Franklin. And I don't know, we just like to be together.
There's so many family-friendly things to do, and you don't have to do anything extravagant. Like
no.
you say, just walking around downtown Franklin and
right.
getting an ice cream, and those shops are just adorable. That Main
yeah.
Street is just so precious.
It's
so,
great.
Well, that is so fun. Have you guys done sound waves at Opryland yet?
No, we need to.
Okay.
Is it amazing? I saw
it
on
is.
Your Instagram that you all went.
It is. It's one of my new favorite things in all of Nashville. I feel like you can go on. It feels like an exotic vacation, but you don't even have to leave town. So add that to your bucket
list. We need
list
to do
too.
That. Yes, we will definitely do that for sure.
Well, can you share with everyone where they can find you online? Obviously, they can look online to find all the locations if they're not local here to Nashville. Social
right.
media, all the places.
You could go on ggbutler.com for my website, and my Instagram and Facebook is official Gigi Butler. And you can get any information there. And you can buy the book online or Amazon or anywhere books are sold.
Well, very cool. Well, thank you so much for
thank you.
Sharing your story with us
thank
today.
You. It's great to see you.